What a blessing it is to have such great music with us this weekend, huh? Let's give him a round of applause. There's a quote from St. Thomas Aquinas. He said, "I used to think it most unfortunate for a man to lose his worldly possessions. Now, I think it most unfortunate that man clung to possessions he could lose so easily." What do we cling to? What are we in search of? To love God from the inside out. Amen? We're after God's heart. There's a prayer that says, "Lord, make my will your will. Make my heart break for what breaks yours." We have to pray with the objective of knowing God, for coming to a deep understanding of who God is, so deep that our will becomes, that His will rather, becomes our will. We have to search God out for who God truly is, not who we think He is, not who we want Him to be, but who God is. Because to do His will, we must first know Him. Jim said earlier that there is constantly a battle within us, either to do God's will or to choose not to do God's will. How else are we to know what God's will is if we don't know Him? How are we to discern God's word from our word if we don't know the word? Jim said when he was 17 in his early life that God became not a religion to him. God was a relationship, a person whom he formed a friendship with. We're faced today with a society that is tired of false things. I mean, think about it, we're filled with it everywhere we go. Nothing's real. Everything's a half truth. Or even more frequently, things are lies. What this world truly desires is what is real. We crave for that. We crave for truth. We crave for hope. If we make acknowledges to God with our lips, then walk out the door and live an alternate lifestyle, are we not living a lie? The world would just spit us out of their mouth, just as God will. We have to be real. We have to live a life that is real. To be real, we cannot lie to ourselves that we know who we are. To pray, we have to speak in the inner room of our hearts, as Jim said. But if we speak from that inner room and we don't know what's in our hearts, what is in that inner room, how are we going to pray? We have to know ourselves first. We can't live a lie. We have to be real with ourselves. We have to know ourselves. We have to allow God constantly knocks at that door, the inner door to our hearts. We have to open that door up. We have to let God in, because in that room resides our deepest desires. We have to know ourselves. We have to pray from our inmost being to know God. We have to know God to do His will. We have to run towards God, our Daddy, saying, "Take all of me. Take all of me." Before I invite Jim up, something struck me with his the first session. there was a scripture passage from Matthew 25, and it read, when God comes in his glory, he will separate the sheep from the goats, the sheep on his right, the goats on his left. And I was thinking about that. Something about that struck me, and I was thinking, what is that? You know, what is that that speaks to this weekend, that speaks to us? I think what it is that goats have a mind of their own. You know, they do their own thing. They're stubborn. Sheep are completely needy. They can't do anything on their own. I heard a story that a baby lamb, if it lays down on too steep of a grade on a hillside or on rocky soil, it can't even get up on its own. It needs the sheep herder to come and pick it up. And Jesus himself uses this analogy to speak to who he wants us to be. He wants to be that sheep herder picking us up out of the soil. He wants us to be completely and totally dependent.